Well, we now have the answer to the question, why didn't Eddie Murphy do something, anything, after that big build-up introduction by Chris Rock on the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary celebration? Murphy took to the SNL stage for the first time in more than 30 years. He gave a heartfelt thank you, but didn't resurrect Gumby or Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, didn't do any skits. During a two-hour Twitter ramble from former SNL cast member Norm Macdonald, we found out why. Macdonald did appear during the Celebrity Jeopardy skit. He brought back his famed Burt Reynolds character, Turd Ferguson. And then he tweeted that Murphy was supposed to play Bill Cosby in that skit, but decided at the last minute he didn't want to kick a man when he's down and left the role to be filled by current cast member Kenan Thompson. Eric Deggans, TV critic for NPR, has some thoughts. And Eric, I just want you to start with Chris Rock, when he introduced him, said when he was young, he didn't think comedy was a job. Eddie Murphy on SNL changed everything for him. Do you first agree with Chris Rock's assessment of Murphy's role on the show, how important he was?
Oh, without a doubt. I've been a longtime fan of the show. I've watched it since its first season. And I remember as a young black man in Gary, Indiana, watching this teenage black guy come on this SNL and bring all these skits that embodied my sensibility and things that I thought was funny and things that I talked about with my friends. In particular, he did a classic skit about disguising himself as a white person and suddenly discovering that white people give each other free stuff all the time. You know, and as a black person, I always wonder, you know, what are white people like when I'm not around? And so, you know, that was a great way of sort of encapsulating how, as Chris Rock said, he saved SNL. SNL was on the verge of being canceled. Eddie Murphy comes along, and to a lesser extent, Joe Piscopo and some of the other cast members, they revitalize the show and prove that SNL has a life beyond what they could see at the time. And indeed, the show has to survive for 40 years now.
Well, so we had great anticipation, all of us, what he'd do. He was supposed to appear in a multicolored sweater mixing cocktails on Celebrity Jeopardy. And for those who may not remember, Eddie Murphy has a pretty good Cosby impersonation. Here's a clip from Raw, his 1987 stand-up performance, talking about a phone call he got from Cosby telling him to clean up his act.
I ran in the house all excited to talk to Bill and picked up the telephone, and Bill got raw on me. I was like, "Hello, Mr. Cosby?" And you hear, "I would like to talk to you." "About some of the things that you do in your show."
So, Eric, how great would that have been? But Norm Macdonald tweeted that Eddie Murphy, I realize, he writes, is not like the rest of us. He doesn't need the laughs.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's Norm Macdonald's sort of interpretation of what happened. And apparently he tried to convince Eddie Murphy to do the skit, which he wrote, and Eddie wouldn't do it. But I know there's been a longstanding tension between him and Cosby over that skit. I interviewed Cosby years ago, and he told me that he called Eddie Murphy because he heard that Eddie was insulting audiences when they didn't react the way he thought they should at his shows, throwing his wallet on the stage and saying he could buy everybody in the theater. And he was trying to get him to treat his audiences more respectfully. And he was really hurt and upset that he felt like Eddie had mischaracterized that conversation in that skit. So it's possible that Eddie might have just decided he did not want to kick off another firestorm like that, between him and Cosby after, things have settled down somewhat.
Well,
it was certainly disappointing, but it didn't surprised me because it's hard to do sketch comedy if you haven't been doing it regularly. And I think Eddie doesn't put himself in situations where he's going to embarrass himself very often. So maybe he just decided that he didn't have the chops to make it happen this time.
Or maybe he decided, why should I be the guy that has to diss somebody else? You know, why didn't they get him a better skit? Eric Deggans,
exactly.
TV critic for NPR. Eric, thanks as always.
All right. Thanks for having me.